was your first kiss with a guy?
It was, you know, dare I not say his name?
Because Yes.
Oh, hey.
Hi, everyone. I am Maddie Westbrook, and welcome back to Closet Talk. Our guest for today needs absolutely zero introduction. This is our beautiful, enamoring, enthralling presence of Scott Kress.
Those adjectives were so good, I feel like. I love that.
Who now has the tied for the amount of guest appearances. Who do you think it is with?
Who's beating me?
Carter.
It's Carter. Me and Carter have beef now, girl, and I swear to God, I need to be invited back a third time so I can be the winner.
He's on next week, too.
Oh, my God.
No,
so
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay. How have you been?
You know, I've been really good. I have.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. What do you do when you're alone?
That's a really interesting question, and now that I think about it, nothing. You know, people ask me this, they're like, what do you do in your day? And I genuinely don't know. Because sometimes I wake up, and the next thing I know, I look at the clock, and it's like 7 p.m.
I'm
like,
that's
the f- did I do today?
Home. Yeah.
Nothing. Like, I filmed a TikTok that took me 30 seconds. And the rest of the day, I don't know where she goes. I really don't.
Do
I would
have
to spend
a
lot of it on Tinder.
Okay.
Swiping through the of course.
Is that your
and
hobby?
That's that. No, not actually. But I do love, well, when I really think about it, I'm really going to think about what I spend my time doing. It's not a hobby. I like to go on like hikes and I like to go to the beach, but I do that rarely.
Those are like interests.
They're cute. I don't think it's a hobby though. I don't have a hobby.
You should find one.
I went pickleballing with Carter the other day.
You went so pickleballing?
I went pickleballing, girl, and it was the funnest thing.
It's super fun.
Ever. Yeah. I want to start doing it more. So that like could be a hobby.
Yeah. You should try rock climbing.
Okay. I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like I would get like halfway up the wall and then like fall and die.
That's why you're attached to the wall with the rope.
It's still like scary, you know.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. No. Maybe. You look beautiful today. You look marvelous.
Thank
was
you.
This like an early morning for you? What time do you usually
this
wake
was
up?
Such an early morning. I got up at 7:45 today because I had to go pick up my mom from LAX.
Your mom's just chilling in your apartment?
I left her. I was going to bring her here, but then I was also like, okay, I want to be like my unfiltered self. And if
I got
she's like
you.
Sitting right there, I'd be like, hey, you guys, so Corinthians 4:37. I love Jesus, you know. So I was like, you can just stay here. So I picked her up though at LAX at like 8:30. And if you know anything about LAX, girl, driving to LAX at 8:30 in the morning.
Horrible.
It took me an hour.
Yeah.
An hour to get there and then an hour back.
Yep.
And then I got ready in like 15 to come here. So I'm looking like a little disheveled.
No, you look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I really
you
appreciate
great.
It. No, you do too.
Thanks. Love you.
I want to hear about your morning actually because I was sitting over there in this waiting room with all these girlies over here. And I looked at the call sheet thing too, and it said, Maddie, 10:30. So I'm like, okay, I'll get there at 11.
Wait,
everything's
going
to be
10:30?
Fine. It literally said 10:30. So I'm like, if I get there
oh
at 11,
God.
I'm good. Now, keep in mind, girl, I was late because I'm never anywhere on time anyways. But I'm like, okay, 11:10. She'll be there. You weren't here, babe.
I wasn't here.
You weren't
I did
here.
Not know my call time was 10:30. I thought my call time was 11. My f- bad. I am so sorry. I woke up too on time for my stuff. Like I woke up at
well, clearly not.
What? Hey, breathe in and out, babe. I woke up. Actually, I don't know what. You know what? I did. I woke up at 7:30.
Okay.
And then I like
that's impressive.
Fell back asleep, and then I woke up at like literally 8 on the dot. And I was like, ugh, I'm just gonna sleep it until 8:30.
Right.
Like 8:30. You know, just
that's
like,
where
the
it always starts.
Like, just
course.
The freaking rabbit hole of it all. I turned off that alarm, and then I got to thinking to myself, how far away is the place that like I need to be at? I think it was 9, and I was like, oh, it's probably like 30 minutes away.
Yeah.
No, I tracked it. It was like 46 minutes, and I was like,
wait, where
what?
Do you have to be at 9?
To tour the
oh,
place.
Oh, the place. You
yeah,
did that
place.
This morning.
I toured.
Okay.
Yeah, this
okay,
morning.
Okay.
And so I like freak out. It's 8:06 and I'm like, okay, 46 minutes. I have like literally 10 minutes to get ready in an outfit that I need to like look good in for like
for this
right. And like to just
the rest of
the rest of the day.
Do you look good every day? Not to like to segue from your little like story time, but
no,
do you like put a fit on every day?
No.
Okay.
I think I can't go into the expectation of putting something really nice on every day
no,
or like even cute because then I just get way too in my head about it.
Yeah.
Because then I just like, I can't find something cute.
I just don't have the energy.
Or
it's too much.
It sucks when I'll think of an outfit. I'm like, that sounds fire. And then I'll put it on and I just look like a buffoon.
That's
like,
the story
so
of
bad.
My life, girl.
Yeah.
I will literally pre-plan outfits in my head and I'm like, I know when I put that on, girl, I'm going to be serving.
Yeah.
Girl, the only thing I'm serving is jail time in it because it's so bad. It's
yeah.
so bad.
It's so horrible.
It will look so busted. And I'm
yeah.
like,
And then I'll just tear through. That's the thing, too. If I clean my room, I will not be fitted for a minimum of a week. I'll, like, try
if
something.
If you clean it?
If I clean my room. My room is clean. Okay. Because then I'll just bulldoze through all of my clothes.
To find one outfit.
And then it just looks like a natural disaster of, like, my clothes have just sprawled all over my room. And then I'm just like, okay, what
And then the outfit still doesn't eat.
And then the outfit's bad.
And
your
you have
room's
a mess,
dirty.
You look like shit. And at that point, the day is over. I'm going back to
Yeah, it's 7 p.m. Yeah. And all of a sudden, where did my day go?
That's my hobby. Trying to pick out outfits that end up not looking good. That's what I spend most of my time doing.
Really?
No.
I really just want to, like, be a fly on your wall for a day.
When I really think about it, I'm like, what do I do? I'm going to take you through the whole day.
Do
okay?
it.
I'm going to do a whole day in my life. I wake up like 10-ish, which is really bad.
But no, that's good.
You think?
I always have, like, appointments or, like, something at noon.
Okay.
And so then I think to my head, okay, I just need to be somewhere at noon. I need to start making them for, like, 10 in the morning. Because I just roll out at, like, 11:30.
Yeah, because like, I wouldn't do anything before noon.
Because what can you
do? No.
You can do a lot, actually.
If I have any appointment that day, girl, I do nothing before it. Like, I could have dentist at 4. The day is booked.
And it ruins my day I have any appointment between 3 and 6.
Yeah.
Day gone.
Because what can I do before, theoretically? I guess a lot, but in my head, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And after, dinner time and time to go to bed.
Yeah. I got to the tour place at like 9. Mm-hmm. And then I went to see my girlfriend. You have beautiful eyes.
I just wish it was like a man over here is telling me this. It's like, I'm just like picturing my boyfriend and it's like I'm getting emotional. But thank you.
I just wanted to see where that would go. I love light eyes. Fantastic.
Really?
Love.
Like a blue eye? Do you wish you had blue eyes? We can trade. I like brown eyes better.
I don't think I wish I had lighter colored eyes because I think like my girlfriend will like stare deeply into my eyes or whatever and then she'll be like, oh, you have like flecks of gold, like green, whatever. I was like, you're lying. But
wait, are your eyes green?
No, like just look at them though.
My glasses on, I can't see. Oh. Come here. Get really close. No.
We've already done that.
Wait, why are you opening them so big?
Because I want you to look. Anyway, yeah, so she'll like go in depth into detail about what my eyes look like, but I feel like with any light
eye.
That's
so cute.
I love a light eye.
Yeah.
I mean, you've seen my girlfriend's eyes.
Yeah.
They're gorgeous.
I can't, I'm trying to like picture what they look like. I can't tell you that I've like stared in her eyes before and been like,
you haven't stared? Her eyes are like so captivating.
No, for sure. Super cute. I'm more of a brown eye person though.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Especially with
why.
Like guys.
Why?
I love guys.
I feel like you're just staring in like a dark
I don't know.
Abyss.
I feel like they look so much more like, ugh. Like blue eyes, ill, they're nasty. But a guy with brown eyes. But I like blue eyes on me.
Yes.
But not just other people.
So if you saw like somebody with light eyes, you'd be like, I just would prefer not.
When I tell you my type for like men is almost always brown eyes. I don't think I've ever talked to somebody with blue eyes.
What hair color do you like?
Dark.
Really?
Yeah. So now that I'm thinking about it. How you doing? You ever heard that song by Ariana Grande, Break Up With Your Girlfriend? Because I'm getting a little bored, girl.
Okay.
Just kidding, guys. It was a joke.
We've already kissed. There was no chemistry. No fireworks. Just Cash App ad.
There was fireworks for me.
Really? That's why we were both curled in the fetal position on opposite sides of the living room.
That was my way of just realizing that I may be straight.
Wait, how many girls have you kissed?
You.
Are you serious?
I've never kissed a girl before. Well, Sydney, too. At Coachella.
You were kissing Sydney at Coachella.
Did I kiss you before I kissed Sydney? I think I did.
Hmm.
I think that was before
I think
Coachella.
That was my first girl kiss.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow.
That's so beautiful.
It is. We
I need that
moment.
On my gravestone.
We shared a beautiful moment together. One that I never
Who
want to share
again. Who
was
your first kiss with a guy?
It was, you know, dare I not say his name? Because
Are you?
This, yes.
Oh, wait.
No, wait, actually.
Wait.
No, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Girl, the one.
Are you serious?
That one.
That's
That was
crazy.
My first kiss. And I was literally like, what? 22? I think 22.
That's okay.
I didn't have my first kiss till 22, which is really crazy to admit right now online. So you guys really better appreciate this, like, transparency that I'm having with you right now because, woo. Yeah.
Beautiful. Are you like this yourself with like your family?
No.
Okay. Because no, well, it's a beautiful personality. Why are people laughing? Like Carter is so just violently himself around anyone all the time. He'll like call his dad and be like, I'm doing drugs. And I'm like, what? Like he's not. But it's just like he's so himself.
So yes and no, I guess. Like it's gotten better. Like 5 years ago, if you ask me this, not at all.
Okay.
But at the same time, I guess I really didn't even know who I was 5 years ago too. So it's like.
Who did?
Yeah. But Like, I tell my mom, like, I'll drink. I'll be like, Mom, I just went to the club last night. I blacked out. I fell asleep. Like, that type of stuff.
Okay.
But, like, I dial back to, like, I'm not going to be like, your outfit is serving. Like, you look so good. Like, pussy popping incredible. Like, that's a no. I don't do that.
That's fair.
That whole sentence is just going to be, like, one big bleep. Let's just move on to the next topic of conversation.
Yes, the thick of it. Today, Scott and I will be playing a game where we react to different Reddit confessions. You react to thirst traps on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So this is, like, your niche, for sure.
So fun. I love it. I've never done Reddit confessions before, and we were just talking about how these are, like, actually scarier. Apparently, just like people, like, confess, horror. Like, terrible things on Reddit. I didn't know that.
Yes, they do.
I've never been on Reddit.
I sometimes get sucked into this rabbit hole of that Subway Surfers guy, and he's just like, should I leave my wife? This is what she did. And then the story's like 4 minutes long. And by the time I know
no
it.
I have no idea what you're talking
about. You know
about.
What I'm talking about? By the time I know what's going on, it's like all of a sudden, it's like 4 minutes deep into the story, he's just crushing it in Subway Surfers. Like, it's just like like the voice of God. It's on TikTok. There's like stories.
Where they like split the screens and then it's something on like the right and it's like.
No, it's just the Subway Surfers. Oh. And then it's like text on screen. Or they also do it like with like the blocks of text behind like a Minecraft.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Huh?
I've seen like the split where it's like somebody like doing some like.
Doing something.
And then it's like some slime girl.
Yeah. Okay. I didn't read them because I didn't want to spoil it.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't know any of them.
The title of this is, I put milk in my ex's mattress. I finally got so tired of the cheating to the point that I found out for the last time and immediately just broke inside. So before I left, I got a turkey injector that you use for Thanksgiving, put milk in it, and injected it to a bunch of places in their mattress. It takes a little while for it to start smelling bad, and you just kind of never know where the smell is coming from.
Oh my
and
God.
And you eventually get used to it, but everyone else around you can still smell it. Eventually, your sweat will also start smelling sour. I regretted it slightly. I will not partake in any revenge like that ever again, but life goes on. How did you come up with that?
That is so creative, and honestly, I might use it in the future if anybody
cheats on me, girl, because so beyond impressive.
So creative. I think that's like a good confession. I have nothing wrong to say with that. Like, you do you, boo.
That's exactly what you should confess. You didn't kill anyone. You didn't hurt anyone. No. I mean, not like physically.
If anything,
like
you gave inspiration to people.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of like planting zucchini or squash in their front yard? Just like throwing a bunch of seeds because they grow so fast.
No. And then they just start like popping up. Just popping out of nowhere. Just random zucchini.
Yeah.
No,
that but then you start a garden. Maybe if I just want to, yeah.
What if that turned into a good thing for them? Yeah,
yeah, and they're like,
oh, my little zucchinis.
I'm so fruitful. The way that, like, they described just going and casually grabbing a turkey injector.
Yeah.
What made you think of that?
I don't even know what a turkey injector is. Like, I do now that you said it. It's those big-ass looking needles, but.
Yeah.
I barely knew those existed until you just reminded me of it.
Would you date this person if they told you that they did that?
Like, to their past ex?
Yeah.
Yes. I think that's so funny. I'm like, okay, you have a personality. You're creative. If you ever do that to me, I will kill you. But like at the same time, I'll give it a shot. I want to meet them. Is there pictures on there? I want to see what they look like.
This is not a dating profile, Scott. No. Okay, next one. My wife, 29, female, had a strange preference in water. She always drinks unflavored seltzer water. But instead of just drinking it normally, she opens the cans first, then waits for all the bubbles to fizz out before drinking any of them. It's just such a waste since she's essentially drinking regular water at this point, but for such a higher price. My wife always argues that it just tastes fresher and crisper after being left out open. I despise the taste of like
it's like flat sparkling water.
It tastes different but not fresher.
No and it does not taste like regular water.
No, it doesn't.
It tastes nasty,
horrible.
I don't even like sparkling water in general. I think it's so gross.
Really?
Do you? Just, I think it's like a red flag.
That's true. If I was on a date with anyone, we were like flat or yeah. Like if we were at one of those fancy restaurants where they're
yeah, like tap flat this that this the,
just give just start me water Dasani. I'm like and then yeah. They go sparkling.
Yeah,
what?
No,
why?
I go with tap, girl, because I'm not paying 100%. For all that. Yeah,
I love, like, cold water is fantastic, but also it's the equivalent of, like, just drinking flat Coke.
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
Nasty. He should do something to her because she clearly has some issues going on.
He should inject milk into the mattress. Yeah. I don't think it's a bad thing that he hates it.
Not at all.
I think everybody has their things. I mean, that's super weird.
I think you can hate her. I think that's ridiculous.
That's super weird.
Are they married?
Yeah.
Wife. Get a divorce.
They divorced over flat water.
I kind of want to try it now, though, just because I'm trying to think of the last time that I had, like,
my mom
flat, sparkling water.
Loves sparkling water. She's tried every flavor.
I hate
LaCroix
it.
And whenever I go home, it's like, okay, I'll drink one, but then she'll leave it out, or like I'll leave it out because I will. Mm-hmm. And then I'll put it back in the fridge and be like, I'll drink it later. disgusting when I go back and drink it later.
Yeah.
Because I don't like wasting, like, I just don't right. like just throwing it away if I only have a sip.
Yeah.
It's just disgusting. So I'm just choking it down with dinner. It's just horrible. Nasty. And growing up, she never did the flavored water thing, but she liked the Pellegrino, you know what I'm talking about, like the green bottles.
Yeah, but I don't know what that is. Is that sparkling water also? It is, right?
Yeah, that's sparkling water as well. Yeah, okay. So she would open that, and sometimes I would drink some, then I just wouldn't screw the cap on all the way, and then it would get super flat.
Ugh. The Pellegrino ones be like big, aren't they?
Yeah, they're big. Yeah. They're like,
yeah, yeah, yeah. I love how we just had a whole conversation about water. It was really insightful, honestly.
This next one. I added Tabasco to Wendy's chili and used it to get second place in a chili cook-off. This wasn't a professionally organized competition. There was some BMX event with a couple hundred people, and they always had a chili cook-off. I'm not much for cooking, so I thought it would be funny to throw a bunch of Wendy's chili in a crock pot and see if anyone noticed. They didn't.
I think that's so fine.
Because who eats Wendy's chili? Is that like a big thing? Is Wendy's chili?
Have you never had Wendy's chili?
No. Should we go get Wendy's chili after this?
I'm shocked right now because it's so good. Actually so good.
Really?
Yes. I haven't had it in a while, but it's so good.
Is this like a common thing?
No. I used to eat it all the time when I lived back home in Missouri because what our options were there in Missouri. I haven't had it a lot when I come to LA, but now that I think about it, we should go get it because it's so good. Have you been to Wendy's?
I don't think I've ever been to Wendy's.
I can't say it's my like top fast food place of choice, girl. There's so many better options, but like the chili there does hit.
That's crazy.
It's good.
Next confession.
These are very tame, I feel like.
I've been dumping peas into vending machine pickup ports for years, and it's a genuine addiction at this point. It all started at a local restaurant when I was 11.
Backstory behind it.
Yeah, there's like a paragraph.
It all started when I was 5 years old.
I got addicted to peas. I took some peas from my plate and put them in the bottom of a vending machine in the lobby. I made it a tradition to do it every time I went to that specific restaurant because I was always order the same thing. But I realized I could do it in other places with vending machines as long as I had peas available to me. After a few years of doing this, it increasingly became more and more of a normal hobby for me. I eventually started carrying peas with me everywhere, just in case I see a vending machine in public and have the urge to deposit my trusty peas into it. I've done this to at least about 104 vending machines. I've been keeping count in the past 14 years, and I don't plan to stop anytime soon. I start shaking violently whenever I find myself in close proximity of a vending machine, and I don't have a plastic baggie of peas on me. As of recently, they are frozen, so they don't get mushed up in my pocket. I've learned the right way to go about it entirely, but there have been where I wanted to spice it up quite literally and have used fully cooked and seasoned peas. It leaves quite the foul stench, I do say so myself. Oh, so they do it because it smells bad.
There's so much to dissect in here. Okay, so yeah, for the whole like time you were talking, I was like,
what's the point of doing that?
Like, where are the peas going?
Is it like the same as the milk where like it smells bad?
I guess. For a second, I thought it was going in the direction of somehow he like got the peas in like the food items and then like put them back in there. But now that I think about it, that's like, there's absolutely no way.
There's no way. Imagine going to like reach for your ho-hos and there's just like
a handful of
peas. Oh, how God. Much peas, like,
so he just dumps them in like the, where did he say the price, like
the like
the money
the thing? Slit.
Oh
wait, the slit, right?
Is it the slit at the bottom? That's so weird.
That's your hobby,
girl. That's your I hobby. Need a better hobby than that if my life has come to dumping peas in vending machines, girl. Whew, somebody needs to check on me.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard, though.
I really want to know, like, what he experienced as a child to get to this point in his life where he's like, this is what's bringing me joy.
I couldn't imagine, like, violently shaking whenever I see a vending machine.
Mm-hmm. It's giving addiction.
So do peas eventually, like, rot and smell horrible?
Probably. I'm thinking they do. It's giving, like, asparagus, I feel like.
Is asparagus smelly?
Have you ever eaten asparagus and been like, this is such a TMR?
And then your pee smells
bad. And you go to the bathroom and it smells like, it's like, girl, what is that?
Apparently that's a gene.
They're, in the asparagus?
No, in you.
Oh.
You're the problem. Because I have the cilantro soap gene where I think cilantro tastes like straight soap.
What?
Yeah.
Like when you eat it, you physically feel like you're eating soap.
Like, not the consistency, like, right, obviously. But like, it tastes like a leaf of soap.
Like, that's so weird.
Is it?
Yes.
Well, it's weird that your pee smells bad.
I don't think so. I've heard many people talking about their pee, but I've never heard of some cilantro ass.
Really?
No.
Cilantro soap gene.
Nothing's gonna come up for this because I'm telling you right now, babe.
One of the genes near this SNP encodes an olfactory receptor, OR682, that detects, I don't even know this word, aldehydes that may make cilantro smell soapy and thus is a compelling candidate gene for the detection of the cilantro odors that gives cilantro its divisive flavor.
Okay, so I do stand corrected.
My roommate is in the kitchen for more than 12 hours a day on the weekends. On the weekends, she invites her family, and first she makes breakfast, then cleans up and makes lunch, and then so on with dinner, sometimes dessert, from about 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday, just consistently cooking, boiling and frying, consistently rinsing vegetables and constantly dishwashing. It's too to cook where there's a reunion going on in the kitchen. Seriously, though, how many meals can a chef push out to a restaurant guest during a 12-hour shift? Is it really necessary to prepare elaborate meals every weekend? Seriously, just bake a pizza once in a while and call it a day.
Wait, I'm sorry, I'm so confused. I feel like this took so many plot twists and turns. So she's a chef, like at a restaurant?
She's not at a restaurant.
She's at our house.
She's in her kitchen.
Right.
I think it was just a comparison.
I didn't get the comparison.
I'll tell there you was some disconnect there.
There was.
I think I the problem lost. Is that she cooks a lot.
Okay, you know so what? She's spending like 9 to 10 in her kitchen cooking.
Yeah, I've never thought about it ever in my life. I grew up with a pretty nuclear family, and so mm-hmm. whenever it was like time to cook, I wasn't over here prepping my Chef Boyardee mm-hmm. while my mom was over here making tacos. Mm-hmm. We were all making the same thing very consistently.
Okay.
And so whenever it was time to cook, we just cook. Mm-hmm. But my girlfriend has this thing where she's like, I can't cook. I can't do it if somebody else is in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of that.
I like get it and I don't, because I feel like it is more peaceful to like cook on your own if you don't have a bunch of people like up your shit, like all around you. But I wouldn't be like mad if somebody was cooking with me. I wouldn't be like, you know.
I think it's just awkward. Imagine you're just frying your rice.
But yeah, 9 to 10, just, girl, that's so much.
Are they okay? That's the thing though. I know I'm not okay when two things start happening. I start journaling and I start cooking.
Me, that mental health is going down, girl.
Down. I'm like, that's when things are going.
Let me bake tonight.
Yeah.
If I ever say that, babe, come drive over to my apartment immediately.
Baking? I've never gotten to the point of baking.
Baking is fun.
But then you just eat 90 cookies and you're like.
Yeah. I don't do cookies. Usually my recent fantasy has been like banana bread. Love. I'd be like chefing up some banana bread.
Do you?
Love. It was bad in like a day and a half. So it was kind of a waste of the hour I spent baking it. But I now know that you do have to preserve it.
See, this is what you do in your free time. That's so yeah, cute. I'm yeah. over here thinking about you baking banana bread, and that's the cutest thing I've ever heard in my life.
If I go on my Spotify right now, my most recent like playlist is cooking in my apartment in Paris, and it's like music from like Ratatouille, and I literally turn like I'll turn on the TV, like set the vibe, and I'm in my kitchen like yes, like cooking to some, you know, French music that I have no idea what they're saying.
If the house is quiet, nobody's coming over, nobody's home,
yeah,
I'll do that. I'll chef myself up a good meal. I'll say, Alexa, play smooth jazz. Yeah. I'll pour myself
so
a glass of wine, and I'll just
so relaxing.
I'll go so crazy hard on yeah. it. And that's why I don't think this person is okay.
Right.
In conclusion.
Yeah.
Anyway, we swapped our twin brothers at birth. When I was 11, my mom gave birth to little brothers, identical twin boys. My sister and I, also identical twins, decided it would be funny to swap them. They had bands on their wrists identifying them, but we were able to ease them off and swap them. We then placed them in each other's cribs. We did it because we thought our parents would realize straight away and laugh, since they were able to tell us apart even when we swapped clothes. However, they didn't. A while later, possibly a few weeks to a month, we decided to swap them back because we gradually became scared they'd find out and we'd get into trouble. We swapped their baby grows that had their names on it, but by that time, my mom had gotten used to their faces and individuality and asked what we were playing at swapping their clothes. We never told her that we were actually trying to reverse an original and successful trick because we knew she wouldn't believe us or she'd be furious. So we are the only family members who know that they're swapped, and the eldest is actually the youngest. Only one of our best friends knows the truth. They are 16 in December. We plan to tell them one day because they have the right to know, but neither of us have the balls at the moment.
Still to this day, they're switched?
Yeah.
But does it matter? I was just going to say that. So here's my only thing. I don't know how like birthing be working. You know, I haven't done a lot of research on this. But like, do different babies need like different like shots or something depending on like, I don't know. Like,
what I don't
if they're born
so.
And like this baby needs this and this baby, and then it got like.
I think what could potentially happen that is bad, but obviously nothing that's happened. They're 16 years old.
Yeah.
If they're infants, I'm pretty sure a lot of tests get done when they're the blood type, the right. like XYZ. But I don't know, are blood types the same in twins? That's the only thing I'm thinking. Like, if someone needs a blood transfusion, and it's wrong.
Yeah.
Or do they test your blood type every time? Or do they just look at your birth certificate?
Still wouldn't matter because, like, if they drew blood from this one, it's still going to go under weed. Okay, we're going to role play.
Yes.
We're twins.
Yeah. Hey.
We switch.
Right.
You get a shot. I'm John, you're Trevor. So I'm born as John, actually. And then suddenly we become, I'm Trevor, you're
I'm John.
So let's say they take my blood as Trevor. Oh, they would put it under John. That's not good, you guys.
It's not okay. It's not okay.
It's but funny. It's like it's not okay. Funny but it's funny. As
but at the end of the day, it happened so young that I feel like nothing bad happened.
Right.
Due to the result of that. So
honestly, I'm surprised it worked.
Good friend sends her nudes to me by accident. I've known her since we were kids, and we have become kind of shoulders for each other as we have gone through similar things. I know I'm wrong for this, but one night a few weeks ago, she sent me a few things I know by mistake. Her current boyfriend and I have similar spelled names. It was at 1 a.m. and I didn't see it, but I woke up and saw a bunch of texts from her asking to delete them. I know I should have, and I told her I did, but I did not. I feel so guilty as I have looked at them a few times, and now I feel like it's too late to tell the truth. Is it better to just keep it a secret now or be honest, as I do value our friendship, and I know that our friendship will end, as I have lied about something so intimate, but I know I'm a huge already.
It's so weird that they sent it by accident, because I think I would send my friends my nudes, like, anyways. Not to, like, send them, but to be like, is this cute? You know, I feel like you need, like... Not like, maybe this is like crazy of me. Not like a full nude, but like a scandalous pic. I feel like I almost need
like a butt pic, like a mirror butt pic.
Well, let me preface by saying I've never like taken a nude and sent one.
Okay.
Because I'm like too scared that the next day I'm gonna wake up and it's gonna be like
all over the
my
place.
PP on the internet. Drake. I'm not trying to have a Drake moment, right? So I've never taken one, but I'm feeling like if I were to send one, I would definitely send it to my friend first to be like, am I looking like snatched in this?
Really?
Because if it were to get leaked. One thing is for sure, I'm gonna be looking good. I can't have no bad pictures out there.
I don't think I take them, obviously, because of the same reasons.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I'm so confused how guys take nudes.
Well, I think what it like, depends do? Are Hold you like it? Heterosexual? Are you like homosexual? Like
it varies?
I would say so, because if you're a heterosexual guy, can't relate, but if you were and you were sending a picture to a girl, like there's probably only I feel like one thing they would want to see. But if you're like a guy, like a bottom, I feel like guys would show like a picture of your
but okay theoretically so if you're a bottom they wouldn't want to see your
maybe I guess like all the guys are different because the other gay I'm like fully True. Talking my full life right now the other day a guy asked me to send him a nude and he was like send a nude like front and I was like absolutely not and then I'm never
they were telling you the origin and the positioning
well they were like this is what I like and then they like send this picture and I was like girl I don't send nudes in general like you're not getting nothing get a picture of my like chest maybe like an ad pic that I already posted on Snapchat for clickbait like you're not getting anything that is not already seen by the public
that's fair I mean I guess it's the same because girls is like I think it's pretty straightforward for women but yeah. It's also like are you a boob or butt person
yeah
that's the question
yeah but I feel like with gay guys they usually have like a preference maybe not. No they do
I don't think I've ever received one and thought like
to ask like can you send this
can you that I would is crazy never. I've never I'm gotten one never. And been like can you actually like turn around
can you actually like move your body 30 degree angle I'm thinking like more from a low side to like really see the curvature
work on your pose girl yeah. No I'm just like thank you god bless you
if I were to work on the courage to send a nude and they were like actually can you like turn a little I'd be like what's wrong with this one am I literally looking so terrible that I have to turn?
I'd never recover.
That's my biggest fear, actually. If I send a nude and somebody was, like, ghosting me or something, you'd never hear from me again. You would never hear from me again.
I mean, first of all, I've never sent anything to anyone I wasn't, like, dating for over, like, 6 months, I would
totally.
Say. Like, nothing is saved to my device. Like, no.
Like, if I send it, it's, you see it.
And it's gone.
Totally. It's I gone. Think that's cute.
Yeah.
But no, I would never actually like towards a random person, which I feel like is upsetting.
Well, like, I feel like
I wish I could actually.
Gay guys are also different.
Anxiety of it. Like,
I don't to a stranger?
Well, yeah. Well, not to like a stranger. Hear me out. I feel like this has happened to me quite a few times. Like, guys will ask for a nude, like, if you're going to meet up with them or whatever it is.
Okay.
And then if you don't send that, they're not going to meet up with you because, like, I guess they want to see what you look like first. So I've had multiple scenarios where, like, I'm like, no, I don't do that. And then I never hear from again. So either that or they probably just wanted the nude and then they were going to ghost anyways, maybe. I don't know.
True. I'm glad you haven't figured that out yet, though, because that's bad.
Yeah.
Because then that would suck.
Right.
Then that'd be horrible.
Right.
But I feel like this is where gay guys are just so different.
Different.
So yeah. Different.
It's the worst. I might hate it.
I would, first of all, never send a nude to a stranger.
Neither.
They could be anyone.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't think women would be like, send me a nude or I won't hook up with you.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. No, yeah.
There's one more. I think I hooked up with a YouTuber and just realized after discovering their channel and watching for months. I don't know what to do with this. I 26 as a guy. I had a phase a couple years back where I would get drunk and hook up with lots of people. Not bragging, it was a weird era. Relatable. One night I met a YouTuber, maybe 24 at the time, at a house party, not knowing who they were. From what I remember, we had a great conversation and we went into a room. We made out and things took off from there. Now, years later, I've really started watching a lot of content creators on the internet. I came across this channel and became a huge fan of their content and the people featured in their videos. It wasn't until right now, as I am watching a new video, that I realized why he looks so familiar. And to top it off, they've filmed videos in my hometown, the hometown we met in and the house party. The videos were released during the same time period. Please send help. That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad at all.
I was thinking that you met a YouTuber and then just like, actually, I guess that happens. That has to happen. Yeah. Where somebody will meet a YouTuber and then not disclose, hey, I know who you are, and then they'll sleep with them.
Oh, but they do know at the time. Is he saying that he knew at the time that who this person was?
No.
Okay.
Let's say I hooked up with somebody in college, like before I cut off my hair.
Yeah.
And then I started doing like social media, YouTube, whatever, and then they started watching my videos.
Yeah.
It would probably take them a second. To be like, wait.
I hooked up with this person.
I know who this is.
Yeah.
That's not bad at all, I don't think.
I don't think so either.
What I'm terrified is like vindictive people.
Me too. Like they know and don't tell you and then.
I know the bullshit when I see it. It's so funny because I trust zero people from my hometown who have like slid into my DMs, been like, how are you? Mm-hmm. I'm like, no. That's the immediate one. We know when we like meet people at parties because they're just too aggressive about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just calm down.
Let's say you were like talking to somebody on a dating app.
Right.
Through messages, do you think you would be able to discern like somebody's intentions, like if they know who you are, even if they didn't say it?
I'm not sure about that.
I feel like that's where it gets hard.
That's where it gets difficult. But the thing is, you'd never catch me on a dating app.
Really?
No. I tried it out in college for like a month when I was 19. I had Tinder. I ran through it in a day. But I guess in LA, there's so many more people. It's just like crazy and more people breaking up, signing on, logging off, all that stuff. But I just couldn't do it. First of all, every time I go through a breakup, I need like a second. I can't find anybody attractive for like a minute. It was just not doing it for me. I've never met up with anybody from a dating app. I've never
Not even like a date?
No.
Not like you went to get coffee or anything?
No.
Oh my God. Okay.
Because I also just don't think I'm that type of person. No. I'm not confident enough. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like I'm not a confident person. I would just never do that.
Yeah.
Like a stranger?
Yeah.
A stranger?
But aren't they a stranger if you like meet them out in public, girl? Like technically, and they're like, let's go on a date sometime. It's like technically still a stranger.
It's also like, what if they were in a Trader Joe's? If I met a stranger in a Trader Joe's, who I could look in their cart, get a bit of a vibe on what they were buying. I could like look at their clothes, like,
it's like
look at the demeanor.
You got some chicken in there, girl? No, you're not the one for me.
I'd probably point it out and ask about it.
You're judging people.
But what I'm saying is, you can tell a lot more about a person if you're in a cute aesthetic coffee shop, right?
I get that.
And then somebody, you make the cute eye contact thing. Never happened to me. Matching with somebody based solely off of looks, right? That's the question. That's like, ooh, love is blind, whatever.
Yeah.
Is there going to be a vibe? That's my thing. Because if there's not, I can tell almost immediately.
Immediately. It's
like
the worst.
The second I made eye contact with like my girlfriend, who is my girlfriend now, I knew.
Yeah.
I knew. I was like, later down the road, I'm going to date this girl. I knew.
That's so cute. The worst is sitting down and knowing within 10 seconds that I'm never going to talk to this person again. But I quite literally have to like sit through this hour that I planned because I thought it was gonna be good.
Biggest
and now
fear.
I'm trying to make conversation. I feel like I'm good at making conversation on a date anyways, even if I don't like them, but I'm bored. It's the worst.
So what I'm confused about, potentially, I've had this happen with friends like from my hometown who I haven't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hang out and it'll be so bad.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be so awkward. I'm the one talking the whole time, like the vibes are off. Have you ever gone on a date where you were like, that was horrible? They message you and they're like, that was great, let's do it again.
Think so. I've been on some dates that I thought were awkward at the time, but I think I'm also like, I get very in my head. I'm like, oh my God, that was awful. And then they'll text me and they'll be like, I had the most fun time ever. You're so funny, right? I'll leave the date being like, oh my God, it was not my best performance. Like, girl, that was rough. And then they'll be like, oh my God, like, let's hang out again. And then I like usually am the one that wasn't into them. I'm very picky.
You should
but
be.
About things that I don't think are good. I think it's like almost a red flag. I'll go on dates sometimes. If they say one thing that's off, I'm done.
Wait,
like,
what?
One time a guy told me his favorite singer was like Ariana Grande and I was like, I'm checked out. Only because like that's too homosexual for me, which is crazy because I'm literally gay. But like little things like that, I can't. I don't know what it is. I literally can't do it.
You and Carter are pretty similar in that aspect.
I literally can't do it. Done.
Speaks to me like we're on a first date.
Oh my God, it's so romantic. Like, okay, did we like just sit down? Let's like really paint
the
picture.
Yeah, we just sat down at dinner.
Yeah. Oh my God, this place is really cute.
Is it?
Yeah, I've never been here before.
You're really cute.
Oh, thank you so much. So I'm getting butterflies.
You wouldn't do that, though. You wouldn't do like...
I want to do that. Oh, God, you stressed me out. Felt butterflies or something. I don't know what I would say. Wait, now I'm like, I'm overthinking and it's literally you. I'd probably be like, oh, thank you, you are too. I'm really happy we're doing this.
That sounds like we're about to get like
married, hitched. I don't know. I don't
really
know.
That sounds like you were like catching up with a long time. I'm really happy
yeah,
we're doing
I'm really
this.
Happy we're doing
I'm
this.
So finally we got we,
you're really cute.
We glad,
you are too. That's why I matched with you, babe. That's why I'm here. If you were ugly, I wouldn't be here. No, I don't talk like that. I don't
you
like
should. That's so funny. First line out your mouth.
I do. Like, I bring the humor like that, but I don't, I dial back like the words a little bit. For I would sure. never sit down on a date with somebody, first words that come to my mouth, you know, you're popping your mother pussy. No, I would never say that. I can't bring full Scott right off the bat.
No.
It scares him away.
Okay. To be fully myself, it's taken time. I feel like yeah. I actually just very recently have gotten to the point where I'm 100%, 1000% just myself around my girlfriend.
Okay.
I've never gone on a first date.
Like, what do you mean you've never gone on a first date?
I've never gone on a first date.
How do you have you never gone on a first date? You've had to go on a first date. With your girlfriend, now did y'all not have a first date?
Mm.
Really? But you didn't do like a
the
dinner
the first
or something
time we
like?
Hung out was at Carter. No.
Go on dates, I'm sure now.
Well, yeah, yeah. But we, I can't. We never had. Well, we have something that we're like, oh, that was like our first date.
Uh-huh.
We were just friends. But the thing is, too, we didn't realize it at the time that like something romantic was going on.
I think that's almost better, though.
I feel like I should have gone on like a first date in college, mm-hmm. but I never did.
I didn't go on a first date until I moved here. And I feel like I'm like behind now.
So this week we're actually doing something a little bit different. Usually we have a queer moment in history, but today we have a homophobic moment in history where we're talking about the first time Scott got an ick, all of Scott's icks, all of the ick.
So I'm like, please, was that my situationship? It's my mom. Kill me. Was hoping it was the guy that I didn't send a nude to who ghosted me, but it's not. Anyways, I actually don't know. But like I was saying, I've gone on dates where like they say something and then I'm done. But the very first time, I don't think I got an ick with a guy until I physically started talking to guys. Like, I don't think okay. I ever saw a guy who did something where I was like, ugh, until I started actually talking to them. Okay, I would say if a guy texts me at, like, 1 a.m., like, ooh. WID at 1 a.m., then I'm like, I know exactly what you want right now. Especially if you're, like, talking to that person, I feel like is a big ick. So, like, when I first started dating people, if I would start talking to them, it was cute, we've been on a few dates, and then they would, like, go ghost throughout the day. And then text at like only 9 p.m., 10 p.m., 11 p.m.
Right.
What's up? Girl, why didn't you text me the whole day? Then, again, like surface level icks, I started to get like the Ariana Grande. Like anything that's like just too gay. Like, or if you like dress a little too gay. No, I can't. I want like khakis and like a t-shirt.
You said you're picky.
I'm so picky, but it's like stuff that's not even valid, which is like, so like, are they even icks at this point? Like, no. I mean, you liked Ariana Grande? Ew! Like, if you're late to, like, a first day, I hate
but I'm always late by accident.
Even to a date? Like, a first date?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe. Even I feel like...
Cuffed up, so they wouldn't know.
Theoretically, theoretically, if my day, if I had a date at, like, 5 p.m.,
and they had
it
like
would
5:30.
Be... Oh.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
If they pull up any time between 5 and 5:15, I think it's okay. But 5:30 is really pushing it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was... An hour late today.
Yeah.
That's insane. This was not our first
date. I have
date,
the ick now with you.
I feel like I've learned so much about the toxicity within the like gay man community through you, like a lot.
Uh-huh.
But you can tell just so much about a man
mm-hmm.
just by the way that he looks.
Well, this was fun.
This was beautiful. We should do it again sometime.
I'm really glad we had a very insightful conversation about nudes. What else did we talk about? Turkey injectors.
Rotting peas. So, Scott, who are you? Where can we find you? What exciting things do you have coming up?
You know, you can find me anywhere on Scott Kress. Exciting things, probably nothing because TikTok is getting banned. So, actually, girl, I'm out of a job after this. So, please support me on Instagram.
YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube.
I am your host, Maddie Westbrook, and this is Closet Talk.
You
can find it.
You host?
I do. I host the show. It comes out every single Friday on my YouTube channel. It's at Maddie Westbrook. You can find me absolutely anywhere at Westbrook. And when I say anywhere, I mean everywhere but OnlyFans. Sorry to disappoint, but maybe after TikTok gets banned.
We should collab on OnlyFans. We'll start our collab account when it gets banned.
Perfect.
Look out for
our manager's in the corner terrified. Thank you for being here and being queer.